Hello everybody, I'm Adam Thorne and welcome to the Australian Aviation Podcast. And today, right now, I am joined by Paul Bennett, a name you will know from his flying air shows. Now, I join you a very unique time, a day before the Central Coast Air Show. Paul, what are the stress levels like? How are you doing?
Yeah, it's probably not ideal today with a bit of rain last night and a bit of rain today and a bit of low cloud and what have you. But anyway, we're getting it done. So hopefully we're on the home stretch of the setup and ready for good weather and a good day tomorrow.
How have things been? Obviously, we had COVID. That stopped a lot of things. How many like shows have you done post-COVID now? Are things getting back to normal-ish for you guys?
Yeah, we've been flat out every weekend pretty much, except for last weekend, you know, like since end of February. So it's been sort of, we've been on the road a lot lately and had to move a lot of equipment, and we've really battled, to be honest, with the weather. It's been, you know, that we've had so much rain. We've actually been pretty lucky with most of the shows. The only one that really got affected was the Scone Air Show on the Sunday, Warbirds Over Scone, which unfortunately, you know, that would have been probably the biggest air show for this year in Australia. But we put on a good show on Saturday, so that all went pretty much to plan. But it's a pity we didn't get the 2 days in. But everything else, you know, we've done heaps of other shows and everything's worked out really good. It has been tough getting from A to B, and we've had to go there several days early sometimes just to make sure that we got there weather-wise. But, you know, one of the big things for me is that we never let anyone down. You know, we always, I haven't yet, and I'm not about to start. So when you book us for an air show, whether we're helping organise it or whether we're displaying at it, we're always going to turn up with everything we said we were going to bring. If that means we've got to leave 3, 4 or 5 days early, well, then we will.
Obviously, we talked there a little bit about weather, and obviously weather affects all flying. But for what you guys are doing, which is obviously very intricate, how much does that affect you guys?
Oh, not too much. We've found a lot of good days to practice. And, you know, we practiced this week, we practiced last week. So Glenn and I are lucky, I guess, you know, because Glenn works full time for me. So we get to practice, you know, a lot. Almost every day we practice. You know, certainly our solo stuff, not so much the Warbird stuff, but you know, even lately I've been lucky enough to be flying the Warbirds every week, the Kitty Hawk or the Spitfire or both, or, you know, the Trojan or the Avenger or the Wirraway. I've flown them all this week, for example. So, you know, that's pretty convenient for practice. I guess it's a little bit hard with the Sky Aces because Glenn Collins doesn't work full-time for us, and Jesse, he's got his own business interests, so we don't have those guys full-time. But, yeah, we still put in a lot of work to make sure that we're on top of the game. We'd like to be practicing right now, to be honest, but just a little bit worried about the scuddy cloud, you know.
Yeah. And how many shows are you now doing a year?
Feels like it's every weekend. So normally we do about 25.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of more than, I guess, most. But, you know, I guess I've got other business interests as well, but this is sort of what we enjoy doing the most, yeah. I guess, is the flying and, you know, the stunt flying, the warbird flying, certainly the formation aerobatics, all of it really. We, you know, we love it and we do as much as we can. So not complaining that we're on every weekend.
So you're on every weekend. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of stress. You're at the mercy of the weather. Do you still love it? Because you've got this extraordinary job.
Yeah, it's easy to take it a little bit for granted sometimes, you know, like, you know, people say, how lucky are you? You know, you're going off flying a Spitfire again, or you're flying a Wolfpitz Pro, you know, it's the only one in the world. Whatever, but yeah, I do love it and I probably wouldn't change it for anything. It's just sometimes it gets a bit tough on the family side when you're always flying, you're always away, and you know, sometimes it gets a bit tough on the other business interests because, you know, you're away for a week here and there, or a week's on end sometimes, and you've got to sort of stay on top of the emails at night and all that. But the harder you work, the luckier you get, they tell me.
So you're doing everything then. So you obviously you're flying, but you're also running the business as well. How do you juggle all of that?
Yeah, time management. I've learned over the years to try and manage it as good as I can. And, you know, I mean, I think it's one of those things that you never get perfect at, but the more you do it, the better you get. And, you know, like our airshow business has grown. I mean, you know, once upon a time we didn't have a trailer at all. Then we had a trailer with gear in it. Then we had a semi. Now we've got a B-double. You know, like it's just one thing. One thing, it just gets bigger and bigger. And then, you know, like in the early days, we used to carry all our spare equipment in the back of the Avenger. You know, now we've got several trucks that carry everything. So, yeah, it's turned into a big deal, that's for sure. But, you know, I like to do everything to the best of certainly my ability or our ability and put on the best show we can.
And finally, I promise I won't keep you any longer. I know you've got a lot to do. But just briefly, how did you get into this? Because you're the only show in town when it comes to doing this up and down Australia. How did that come about? How did you make that decision? Because this is not an easy thing to start up, I would imagine.
No, it's not. And I guess, you know, it started with a bit of a concept. And, you know, I guess it starts by, you know, once upon a time, I had one Pit Special S1. You know, I started doing air shows by flying RC model jets, as well as my S1 biplane. You know, that's how it all started. And then it just progresses. And then I ended up, you know, getting a fleet of warbirds and buying more Pit Specials, more stunt planes. And then that led to sort of Glenn working full-time for me. And we started off by, he was the main guy doing the adventure flights in our adventure flight company. And sort of just one thing leads to another. And you just naturally grow, I guess. And I sort of, I don't know, I guess it just seems natural for everything to get bigger and bigger and bigger. It's, you know, it's been a hard road, but I'm glad we've done it and persevered with it. Now it pays for itself, and you know, we end up now with owning 18 aeroplanes, and it's a successful business. So it's you're right, it is not what most people do, and probably most, I'm not most people, I guess. But you know, we wanted to make it easy for the airshow industry to be able to hold air shows, so they can ring me up and pretty much we can do everything. You know, we can do the ticketing, we can do the promotion, we can do the signage, we can do the fencing, we do everything to do with the whole air show. We've got the ground coordination, you know, that's another company that works for us. So pretty much we can, if they want to pay, do it a number of different ways. We can take the risk and collect the money, or you know, they can pay us an appearance fee and we'll give them the money, take your pick. But yeah, the business model's worked really well, but it is a lot of hard work.
It's interesting because we have this kind of lack of professionals in the industry, pilots, ground handlers, everybody. You're more than anyone the person going out there getting kids interested in flying. Is that still like a big part of what you do? Because it feels like you're the attraction, you're the exciting thing that they're seeing.
Yeah, and that's the big thing for me, is getting the next generation into aviation. You know, I didn't start by having heaps of money, or, you know, my parents didn't have heaps of money. I had to work hard to be able to get there. I couldn't start flying as young as what I would have liked, because I always knew I'd love it, you know, but I couldn't start as young as I liked because we didn't have any money. So I had to work hard for a few years and put a few bucks away, and that's how I got started into flying. And I went for a ride with a friend of mine who'd recently gone solo in a Pitt Special S2A, and that was on a Sunday afternoon after flying RC, and then that was it. On Monday, I was at the Aero Club trying to get my license, and really, you know, we joke about that now, how many million he's cost me, but we, you know, I haven't stopped since. So that's just how it is, and it's just grown into a big thing.
Well, I think on that note, I will let you get back to your work. Thank you so much for taking the time to do that. It is very much appreciated, and good luck for the weekend.
Thanks very much. You're always welcome.